One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yeah, Clips of the Week time then. And do you want to kick us off, Andy?
I do. We start with Alan Brazil on breakfast, reflecting on the US PGA.
Koepka was fantastic for three rounds and then held it together. A little bit of a wobble, but put that down to pressure, a bit of wind.
Can affect you, can't it?
Yeah, did it well to win it, really.
Not great on the backswing, is it, really? It's very quiet. This is Jim White arguing with himself again.
And just to finish with on Leeds, and I'm looking at Twitter, one or two Leeds United fans quite rightly saying, don't worry about us, we'll be back next season. And they will. That's the Leeds United spirit. Yeah. But will they?
Yeah, well, they'll be back. Or will they? We did enjoy that clip. Or did we?
Very true.
Yeah.
Here's David Seaman, Alan Brazil and Laura Woods discussing Gareth Bale's treatment at Real Madrid.
You know, it's like when Pep went into Man City and he said about Joe Hart. Mm. You know, he's You're not my type of guy.
That
brutal,
does
isn't it?
No, yeah. It is brutal, but...
Yeah, but it's...
Oh, Laura, make no mistake, you're a slab of meat.
That's a bit on the nose, Al. Blimey. And on a similar note, here's Georgie Bingham introducing a guest on Weekend Breakfast.
Let's talk to the Moose, who was at the Valley last night. Morning, Moose.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Goodness sake. For goodness sake. Moose.
It's Ian Holloway now.
The skill that they have and, you know...
Could be a bit of wind,
yeah.
As Alan said about Brooks Koepka.
Very much.
More of Ollie later. Back with Big Alan, with an interesting musical fact about the Roxy Music keyboard player, Brian Eno.
Do you know what? I have got a feeling, and I may be wrong, I'll put my hands up if I'm wrong. Something tells me he could have played the sax, the solo, on Jerry Baker's Rafferty.
We all have. Who can possibly forget Jerry Baker's Rafferty?
You couldn't be more wrong. That's not the name of the song, and it wasn't him.
Also, it would be very hard. I mean, finding something to rhyme with street, but finding something to rhyme with Rafferty. No one's going to write a song called Jerry Rafferty, Baker. Are they? Especially a bloke called Jerry Baker. Right, what's next,
Fisherman's
then?
Blues now, and host Nigel Botherway wants to hear from you.
Mm.
Anyone is free to call in, and as long as you pass Karen's half-sensible test, she'll put you straight through to me alive on air this morning.
Well, ideally alive, yeah. Yeah.
Can't be much of a test. Hello, caller, are you alive? Yes. Okay, you can come on.
Yeah, you're on line one. Fantastic. Now, it's back to the Moose. He's at Charlton versus Doncaster.
And at the far post, Butler, with 3 minutes to go, is heading in. Oh, I hate you, Butler, is what Taylor will be saying. That's some off-the-buses quote from years and years ago, Danny, as you know.
Off the buses, yeah. That was the follow-up when they him and Jack had left. They left.
Off the buses.
They left the buses, and it was off the buses, wasn't it? Yeah.
Great student of British comedy.
He certainly is, the Moose. Yeah, what's next, then?
It's Alan Brazil on the warm-up. Not too keen on the prospect of Mike Parry butchering an FA Cup anthem.
I'm off.
Abide with me.
Yeah, we're off too. We're with you, yeah. He did the whole song, by the way. Yeah. The whole song. Alan's... I'm off.
Great timing from
Alan. It was brilliant comic timing from him there. And here's Faye Carruthers discussing the England manager.
I was in that press conference. He also mentioned the waistcoat and he was not going to go on the Gareth Southcote.
Gareth Southgate would have been a great name, last. That would have been a brilliant headline.
Gareth Wastegate.
Yeah, brilliant. That's not quite as good, is it?
No, not really.
What's the next, Andy?
It's the first in a new series, Jim White Translates, with Leeds chairman Andrea Radrizzani.
Radrizzani.
About that.
I can say we have a chance to keep him. We see. Next few days will be decisive and we will make an announcement. We will see next few days.
You have a chance to keep him and the next few days are decisive.
Yes.
Yes, that's what he just said. This is Ali McCoist on... It's a bit like the Cast one, isn't it, with Robin Pirris? This is Ali McCoist on Breakfast previewing Drive.
Good morning and welcome back to Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast here, Friday, May the 24th. Sam made a face.
He made a face, obviously, when you called him Mater Face. Yeah, of course.
Here's Alan Brazil again, chatting to Mido about his difficult switch from Egypt to joining Ajax in Holland.
It was really, really difficult to go. Different culture, different, everything is different. And I felt really homesick. I wanted to go back. But
pommes frites with mayonnaise.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first thing, would it? You're going to move from Egypt to Holland. It's the language, it's just the whole cultural difference. Yeah. But the thing that I struggled most with was chips with mayonnaise.
Judging by me, I don't think he would have struggled with
chips. No, I don't think he struggled with the chips with mayonnaise. I think he had extra mayonnaise at one by the time he got to Spurs. And staying with Big Al, he did have an issue with a guest phone line this week.
As far as Fox is concerned, he can buy it.
I tell you what, Frank, I need to talk to you, and you're breaking up. We need to get you on a better line, mate.
Yeah, so clearly there, he's a bit put out, and he wants to continue chatting to Frank, doesn't he, Andy?
Yeah, and we're guessing he was equally as keen to continue the conversation in a similar situation later in the show with Rupert Bell.
It has to be supplement. Have you lost me?
Rupert. You're in and out.
It has to be supplemented.
Rupert, we'll leave it there. We'll leave it there, you tube.
Yeah, a little bit less sympathetic than he was to Frank Warren, clearly.
Yeah.
And finally, it's just before 9 o'clock on the weekend sports breakfast, but we appear to be a presenter down. But don't worry, Ian Holloway can cover.
Hello, and here we go. Georgie's off into the toilet, and I have been told to cue to the news.
Yeah, just a touch too much information.
Too much information.
Georgie will thank you for that. So there we are. There's your clips of the week. And do I have the thank yous? Oh, they're being right. Oh, broadcast news producer rushes in with the thank yous. These are all people that suggested clips that were played on the show this week. And so they were Matt Robson-Carnu. Yeah. Cameron Park, Roger in Durham, The Sultan, Ruthless, Mysterio, Alan Jenkins, Duke Southern, Wardy, Dev, Steve Clutie, Dan Chilton, Mike Knowles, Matt Nash, Phil Griffith, Dave Clark, Daz Mapleston, John Hodgins, Paul McCann, Dorney Oliver, and Fordham Joshua.
Is that a name? On the school register.
So there we are, all clips that were played this week. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, although neither me or any here next week, we still want your clips coming in, so do send them in. We'll have a bumper crop the following week. TalkSport.com/H&J. Text to 81089. Tweet to TSH&J. Give us a day and a time when you heard the clip. We'll listen back, and if it's played, you'll get a credit.
Don't miss Clips of the Week every Friday afternoon at 3:30 on the Hawksby and Jacobs Show on TalkSport.
Is it Sports Talk?
No, it's TalkSport.
Well, TalkSport, whatever.
Available across the UK on DAB Digital Radio, online at TalkSport.com or via the TalkSport app.
Flimsy stains slowing you down? Well, it's time to upgrade. Armadillo builds durable, North American-made tablet stands and kiosks. We're so confident, we offer a lifetime warranty. So, elevate your business and visit armadillo.com. That's armodillo.com and use code ACAST for 5% off. Armadillo. Built to last. Designed to impress.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.